This recording, South Africa 42, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic-a Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comic-a Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for that beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah was warned that this course of treatment might be expensive either. Five or six times she got off penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Wynberg. That time the people had babies in the houses. My mommy's mom lived in the road Karima lives in, and I was born in their house in Kent Road. I was 10 days old when my dad bought the house in Bath Road, but they stayed with our uncle in Berry Road. He was a fisherman. But my forefathers, my daddy's daddy, they come from Syria. My grandpa, he was busy with fruit and veg, but he was also the imam in Constantia. And my mother and them, they are from Cape Town, but the granny, my mommy's mom and my daddy's mom, were sisters. And their father and them come from, they are British again. But then, you know, the whites couldn't say Radcliffe, and they named them Radcliffe. And then they had to leave it like that, you know? But I don't know. I don't think I'm talking right things here. I went to grade 8. And I said to my daddy, that time with the boycott and stuff, man, I said to my daddy, I'm not going back to school because the police ran after the kids past our house, and my daddy would tell them, come into our place. If the police come in, he would just say, it's all right, they must phone their parents to fetch them there by us. That time it was most the apartheid era, and then you had to struggle. My mommy didn't work. And my mom had 8 children. Which is 4 is only alive now. 5 is only alive. He asked me if I will sleep in the house when they're not here. I said, no, wait, I'm too scared to stay alone. I'm not going to put there by where you stay. You can't walk at night. Either they hurt you or they take your things. And I said, no. 5-6 o'clock is the latest that I go to pick and pay around the corner. And then I'm inside. As you go to Mitchell's Plain, you know how to go to Mitchell's Plain? Strandfontein Road. That road straight down. I didn't like it at first, but now I'm so used to it, you know. It's more sandy and there where you must sweep the whole day. It's nice. The owners are very nice people. I went to Mohammedia Primary, which is down the road. It's a family school, actually. Our great uncle, it was his house. And he donated his house as a school, a Muslim school. And it started from 1 to 2 classes up to where it is at the moment. And the neighbors, well, they would let us play in their yard because the playground wasn't big. So she speaks very ugly to the children when the parents don't pay on time. Then she would tell them, your parents must pay your school fees. Your parents, your fees is behind. I said to her, you mustn't talk like that to them. On a Monday, my mommy would make the best food. I never liked sago. But then you can't say you don't like it. You must eat it. Yeah, you can go sleep with an empty tummy. No, my daddy didn't believe in birthdays. He said, don't come talk nonsense to me. I don't know. I'm not who? Ek vir jou nie meer nie. Say, what is wrong with this guy? But my birthday is on the 1st of April. My daddy is on Guy Fox, you know, the 5th of November. My mom is on Christmas. And you can never forget. And then he would say, every time talk nonsense about birthdays. Why do you want to have a birthday every time? And I'm also telling the kids, I'm 21. They said, sick of 61. I said, oh, clap you. Oh, but every time a new movie came or the family from India came, they would bring me magazines and CDs. But I wonder which actor will come to South Africa now. They said the singer will come now. They must take me. I will tell him. I must remind him. Come, you owe me.